This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, January 9th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning. I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Klobuchar staying in the Senate. Is it tariff day at the Supreme Court? Rollins hitting the road for DGAs. Top Republican, doubtful, Klobuchar exits Senate. House GOP whip Tom Emmer says on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers he doesn't think fellow Minnesotan Amy Klobuchar will leave the Senate to run for governor. There has been talk that Klobuchar, the top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee, would enter the race after Tim Walz announced Monday he would not seek re-election. We do a lot of work together. She's not going to run for governor. I'd be shocked. She'll be here in Washington. She'll be doing her job, Emmer tells newsmaker anchor Lydia Johnson. Emmer talks about a wide range of issues on Newsmakers, including the prospects for E15 legislation and a second budget reconciliation bill. Now take note, if Klobuchar were to leave the Senate, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey told AgriPulse he'd be interested in taking her place as either ranking or chair of Senate Ag, depending on which party controls the chamber. Booker will be next in line in seniority on the Democratic side, followed by New Mexico's Ben Ray Luan. I would be excited and privileged to be the chair of the most important committee to Americans and American farmers and the American food system, Booker told AgriPulse. It's a vital committee. That's why I got there. I'm excited about the prospect of continuing in that future. Newsmakers will be available later today at AgriPulse.com. Unliberation Day. The Supreme Court could issue a verdict as soon as today in a landmark case challenging the legality of President Donald Trump's emergency tariffs. Friday is an opinion day for the court, although it does not say which cases will get decision. Trump told the New York Times in an extended interview this week that officials have already considered workarounds should he lose, including the thorough repackaging the tariffs as license fees. The 1977 law that Trump used to place the duties on dozens of countries on Liberation Day specifically allows the imposition of licenses but does not directly mention tariffs. Take note, the justices also plan to meet today to discuss whether to grant a petition from Bayer subsidiary Monsanto. The company maintains the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act preempts liability claims made by plaintiffs in state courts. Bayer has settled about 10,000 cases, but faces thousands more. The plaintiffs allege that exposure to the herbicide Roundup caused their non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Rollins and other officials to tout dietary guidelines across the country. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins will hit the road next week to promote the new dietary guidelines for Americans. Kyle Diamantis, the Food and Drug Administration Deputy Commissioner for Human Foods, set at an event celebrating the new DGAs yesterday that federal officials, including Rollins and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others, would be traveling to schools, VA clinics, farms, hospitals, and many other locations, kicking off the 2026 Dietary Guidelines for America's Roadshow. Rollins touted proposed stocking requirements for SNAP retailers that would require them to sell more items from four staple groups, dairy, protein, grains, and fruits and vegetables. Starting almost immediately, we are doubling what's called the stocking standard, making sure that if they're going to take a tax dollar on behalf of those with the least among us, that they will have twice as many healthy alternatives to choose from, she said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Trump backs Russia sanctions bill with steep tariffs, a senator says. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says his proposal to sanction Russia has Trump's backing and could face a vote to advance the bill as soon as next week. After a very productive meeting with President Trump on a variety of issues, he greenlit the bipartisan Russian sanctions bill I've been working on for months with Senator Blumenthal and many others, Graham said in a social media post Wednesday evening. The measure would, among other things, impose 500% duties on countries that buy Russian oil. China, India, and Brazil all buy Russian oil. The bill is backed by more than 80 senators from both parties. Representative Ben Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania has an identical bill in the House with 151 co-sponsors. But the tariff provisions could be omitted from the final bill. Fitzpatrick told AgriPulse yesterday the measures were, quote, encountering some resistance from House lawmakers. Accordingly, he introduced a version of the bill without the tariff piece. I'm fine with either one. I want to squeeze Russia's economy, he said. New screwworm case detected 215 miles from the Texas border. The New World screwworm has been detected in the Mexican state of Tamaulipas, 215 miles south of the U.S. border, that according to Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. A press release from the Texas Department of Agriculture says the infected animal had no history of movement outside of Tamaulipas and is in that state the third active case. However, Mexican officials report no evidence yet of an established screwworm population in the Mexican state, the release says. The agency is advising livestock producers to monitor their animals closely and to report any suspicious wounds or infestations that they notice. Strawberry anti-dumping case could set new model for ag industries. A lawyer representing a group of Florida-based strawberry growers says an anti-dumping case could serve as a new model for ag industry petitions. Daniel Pickard, who leads the international trade practice at Buchanan Ingersoll and Rooney, tells AgriPulse he used a rare provision of the law to limit the scope of the analysis to a singular region. Generally, trade cases are brought on a national basis, Pickard said. A regional industry provision allows petitioners from a geographic region to mount an investigation for issues that may not affect the national industry or have broad industry support. The strawberry industry, he said, largely split between California and Florida, but Florida has faced the brunt of the injury from winter imports from Mexico. This is the type of thing that Congress clearly was thinking about when they passed this law, Pickard said. Here's today's final word. As Secretary of Health and Human Services, my message is clear. Eat real food. If it doesn't come from the ground, the water, or the air, don't eat it. If it comes wrapped in a package, that it's clear that the whole thing is a package, don't eat it. Nothing matters more for health outcomes, economic productivity, military readiness, and physical stability. That Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the government's new dietary guidelines for Americans. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, January 9th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.